بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أتدرون من المفلس؟ قالوا: المفلس فينا من لا درهم له ولا متاع. فقال: إن المفلس من أمتي من يأتي يوم القيامة بصلاة وصيام وزكاة، ويأتي وقد شتم هذا وقذف هذا وأكل مال هذا وسفك دم هذا وضرب هذا، فيعطى هذا من حسناته وهذا من حسناته، فإن فنيت حسناته قبل أن يقضى ما عليه أخذ من خطاياهم فطرحت عليه ثم طرح في النار. رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم asked Sahaba, do you know who is a poor person, a pauper, an insolvent person? The Sahaba replied, a pauper, a poor person, according to us, is that person who's got no dirhams, no coins, no money, he's got no possessions, he's a bankrupt person. Rasulullah replied, he said, a bankrupt person, an insolvent person in my ummah, is that person who will come on the day of Qiyamah with salat, fasting, zakat. However, he had been abusive to a certain person, and he has slandered some person, he had devoured the property of some person, he took away somebody else's possession unjustly, he shed the blood of some person, he struck some person unjustly. So this oppressed person will now be given from this person's good deeds. And that oppressed person, so this oppressed person will be given from this person's good deeds. If all this person's good deeds are depleted before all his wrongs have been paid for, then the evil deeds of those whom he wronged will be taken from them and thrown onto him, and he will then be flung into the fire of Jahannam. So this hadith warns us of the sad condition of those who perform abundant salat, zakat, fasting, etc., but they do not fulfill the rights of others. Huququl ibad. Oppression and failure to fulfill the rights destroys the benefit of one's own good deeds. And therefore, our ulama have cautioned us, or Rasulullah has cautioned us in his hadith, that don't become an insolvent person in the akhirat. Don't become a bankrupt person, that all your good deeds that you did in this world, everything is taken away from you and given to all those people who you oppress in this world. Therefore, make amends before the day of Qiyamah. Sort out your dealings with all those people who you oppress in any way, whether you slandered them, whether you spilled their blood unjustly, whether you struck them unjustly, whatever it is, ask the person for forgiveness, make amends, so that on the day of Qiyamah, your good deeds are not taken away from you. And if all your good deeds are finished, you've got no more good deeds to give, then those people's bad deeds are pushed onto your shoulders. And as a result, you have only bad deeds, and then you are thrown into the fire of Jahannam. And therefore, ulama have posed a thought-provoking question, and they have said, if this is the pitiable condition of one who had so many good deeds in this world to his credit, imagine of that person who has got no good deeds. What will happen to him on the day of Qiyamah? So it's important we have Huququllah correct and Huququl Ibad correct. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Today is Friday, recite of Surah Kahf, and also abundant Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.